All right. Welcome in Toilets to Titles, episode number 108. I am here with the Gridiron Scholar himself. We brought him back after just a few weeks. The NFL offseason is almost in full swing. We still got one game left, but for us fanatics, we're really, it's draft season right now, baby. Senior Bowl is the combine's right around the corner. So we're here this evening. We're going to talk some Senior Bowl. We're going to talk some NFL combine, all of that juicy stuff. And I already said his name, the Gridiron Scholar, John Lobb. Thanks for joining us, John. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, man. What's baseball? It is draft season. What's basketball? It's draft season. Who cares?
Yes. Yes, man. Man, baseball, basketball, that's, you know, I don't want to rub anybody the wrong way. Oh. But it just doesn't do it for me, man. And you, growing up, like, with McGuire and Sosa and the great, like, home run race, like, I loved it. But now, like, it just bores the hell out of me. But that being said, I could sit down and watch 6-hour broadcast of the NFL draft.
Yeah, there's no question the NFL draft, it can be more exciting. I'll say this, though. I do like going to live baseball. I still like that with my friends and my family, having a beer, you know, having some food. It's still a good time. But right. I can't, you know, I can sit on a Sunday for, what, 9 hours in front of the TV watching football. I can't do 9 hours of baseball on the TV.
No, man. No, but, yeah, I think I'd much rather go to a baseball game live than go to a football game live. And that is because I enjoy watching football at home with my tablet, with my laptop, and with my TV. I love my setup. You know what I mean? Yeah, so baseball, it's more of experience, you know? I went to my parents at a house down by Tampa for a few years, and we would go to some spring training games for the Yankees. And, man, that was a lot of fun.
Like, oh, I've always, that's one of my bucket lists someday to go to Arizona or Florida. You know, I'd love to do like 5 days spring training games. That would be a fun time in March.
Man. So, all right. So that's on the bucket list. You know, we're going to, we got a few bucket list items, you know what I mean? we're trying right now. We're trying to get all the members of Toilets Titles out to Canton. That's a bucket list. Yeah, we're talking about, so we can all, I met you last year in Canton for the FF Expo, and now the team, I think we were only at like 5 or 6 members last year, and we've about doubled, you know, we're about 12 or 13, so we're trying to get everybody out there. So that's what we're trying to organize. But I want to let everybody know, if you want to follow John on Twitter, it's at GridironSkull91. Justin will throw it up at the bottom. Well, he already did. He read my mind. And he's a college fantasy football and NFL fantasy football analyst. He's co-host of the draft seminar and also the draft Bible, correct? Can you tell everybody about your content before we move further on in the show?
Thanks, my friend. If you want my written profiles, those are on footballdiehards.com. Believe it or not, this is my 9th year already. I cannot believe I'm starting my 9th year. You know, the first quarterback class was Blake Bortles. I was looking at some of them. I'm like, wow, he's already basically out of the league. I mean, I guess he's a backup somewhere, right? And he appeared on a roster. But that's how long I've been doing it. And for the 3rd year, I'm with my partner at NFL Draft Bible on the Rookie Big Board channel. And we do our 10-minute draft seminar shows, which breaks down the prospects. We do 4 every week from now until basically the draft. So we'll do between 44 and 48 prospects. We got 8 up there right now, and Sunday we'll be recording 4 more. We're actually doing it early morning. We almost planned to do it Super Bowl, and at the last second, Matt was like, John, that's Super Bowl Sunday. Right. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. We got to do it in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, man, 100%. The Super Bowl starts at 6. So, yes. You know, with the cooking and the planning and the setting up, that means you got to be, like, free by 3.
Yeah, you know? Probably 4 o'clock it starts hardcore.
Yes, yeah, 100%. Everybody, I do want to let you know you can find the show on the Twitter at Toilets to Titles. I'm at Coach Sheps. Justin, who's in the background doing all the production stuff. He is at Justin FF_. You can find the show, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, all that good stuff. Tillistatitles.com. Check that out, and that will show you links to everything. Anywhere you want to find us. If you are watching us live or if you are watching us after the fact, it'd be greatly appreciated if you subscribe to the show, hit the like button, and throw some comments. We're going to be talking about tons of draft prospects here. How do you feel about these draft prospects? Let us know, and we would love to see your comments. We'd love to interact with you on the Twitter. Again, earlier I listed all of the Twitter accounts, so you can go reach out to us there. I do want to let everybody know we're doing Super Bowl squares. I believe we have about seven left, and they are $25 a square. So DM me at Coach Sheps, and we'll fill those boxes up by Super Bowl Sunday. And also, last thing, patreon.com/toilets to titles. We have three tiers. Tier one, $3 a month, gets you into the group chat on Discord. Tier two is $5 a month, gets you early access to in-season waiver wire episodes, gets you Frankenstank entry for free. Oh, no, it's not for free. It's $25 entry. Tier three, which is $10 per month, that gets you in for free. Okay, so that you're technically saving money. So you get in, and in tier three, you get in for free. So, John, enough with all that stuff, man. It's time to get talking about Senior Bowl, and really, I just want to listen. I'm going to guide this show. I know you've been doing all this research, so I want to pick that brain of yours. So let's start out with the Senior Bowl. Who was, or who or what, rather, because it could have been anything that surprised you, who or what was the biggest surprise for you at the Senior Bowl this year?
Well, let me start first by saying the Senior Bowl is an important data point in my analysis over the period of the entire nine-month journey. I start this prospect, every prospect class, about July, the summer before. So I would say out of the top 50 skilled position players, I probably watched 47 of them last summer. And then obviously I'm going to watch players throughout the season as it progresses. So I have to be honest, Kenny Pickett was not in my summer rotation last year because he was not in my top 10 dynasty or Devy quarterback rankings. I don't think anyone had him in the top 10. If they did, you could send me a copy, but I don't remember seeing it anywheres. And then obviously by week three, I had to start watching Kenny Pickett a little bit more. So that's my, and throughout the season, I take notes. I'm old school. I even have it right here. I always have pads of paper. I got my notes that I take, and I watch game film, and I take my notes. Then the next step process is to find the statistics. What did the young man do during their college career? And I plug those all in the model right between Christmas and New Year's. You know, depending on like Alabama, Brian Robinson, we had to wait until, you know, the national championship game. But by about January 3rd, I have my model, the statistical numbers, the film reviews. And the next step is really the Senior Bowl, my friend. And what I'm looking for mostly are outliers.
Okay.
I'm looking for someone who did really bad or just blew the doors off of someone. And second of all, what I'm looking for is group of five wide receivers, specifically in one-on-one drills against defensive backs. Preferably, I like to see a matchup against SEC defensive backs, but at least power five defensive backs. Because you have to remember, when you've been doing this, I mean, 40 years of football fandom, 9 years, really digging deep. And before I did it, I actually did 2 years on my own, like undercover, because I wasn't sure if I was any good. I wanted to teach myself. That's how I do things. So I did 2 years of like, what is my process? Does this make any sense? So the first year that it came out was really my third year of digging. But the Senior Bowl is important, especially for the wide receivers in my book. So that's what I'm looking for first. So to give you an example, I'll give you two wide receivers who surprised me, both good and bad. I'll give you one of each. First one, I was really optimistic on Romeo Dubs out of Nevada. When I saw his size, 6'2", 204, liked his film, saw a lot of Carson Strong, a lot of Romeo Dubs, a lot of Calvin Turner. I've watched this Wolfpacks team the last 2 years, because if you were playing Debbie in Dynasty, Carson Strong was on your radar.
Right.
First of all, and then the offense was a blast. Mummy's offense put tons of points on the board. It was just a fun offense to watch. So when Dubs was very interesting, and as you watch them through the week, yes, there's one or two clips that are impressive that we saw on a regular basis with the Wolfpack. But my friend, there are some clips and some reps that are so bad. Zero separation. As a wide receiver coach, you cannot get stonewalled in one-on-one matchups in which the matchups favor the wide receiver, right? There's no safety over the top. There's no linebacker on the inside, right? You don't have
– it's built for the – I mean, the wide receivers have to crush it.
They have to
There's no pass rush. The quarterback has all the time in the world to throw the football. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So when, you know, despite the one or two highlights, when you look at the totality, I had to move Romeo Dubs down my board. Now, I'm not – he didn't plunge. But, you know, I had him – I'm trying to think – probably 14 pre-draft. Now he's – I'm looking right now, he's 16. You know, I still think he gets picked, but I think he's a day three guy now. And I think he's going to be a project. He's the type of player – I don't remember seeing him on special teams. So I think that's going to be a challenge for him, because he's not going to be able to get on the active roster probably as a freshman, because he doesn't play special teams. Now, maybe he goes to a training camp and raises his hand and say, "Coach, I'll play special teams." So I could be wrong. But what the last 2 years at Nevada, that's not what he was doing. It's not on the game tape. So that's one. Then the opposite direction. If you've been paying attention, out of North Dakota is the young man Christian Watson. Came in 6'4", 211. Now, what little film I could get, and I have to be honest, I'm not going to tell you I have like a direct pipeline to North Dakota State. It was hard to get a lot of film on Christian Watson. But you got a little bit, and you know, you saw some big home run plays, some jet sweeps. You saw nice things on tape. But he's playing at the FCS level.
Right.
And obviously he's not playing top level cornerbacks. So when I seen him at the Senior Bowl, coach, and what I saw is a young man that was beating coverage, beating press coverage. Then I saw him on Saturday in the game and he made two nice catches. I think he was like 2 for 41 or something like that. And he plays special teams. If you look at Watson, he's a deadly kick and punt returner, and he has a little bit – you could play him out of the H-back or the I-4. You know, you could play him in the backfield, you know, motion him in, give him the ball. So Watson moves up. I much prefer Watson now over Romeo Dubs. So I look for that at the Senior Bowl, where we can see group of five play wide receivers against power five corners. To me, that means so much. So that's what I'm looking for. I'll say one other thing, and then we'll go on the next one. I'm surprised that people are shocked by Malik Willis. He did exactly what I've seen.
So wait, you're surprised that people are surprised?
Yes. He did exactly,
I like it.
Exactly what we saw at Liberty.
Right. It was as if they just didn't watch him prior to him going to the Senior Bowl.
My first thought is, did anyone watch one game of Malik Willis?
At all.
Right. You know what my impression is? No one watched him play.
Or even like you see all year, you know, I follow, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but the guy who runs the Senior Bowl, I follow him.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, he posts, like, he'll be at a game on the sideline filming a player's warm up. And you could see these guys moving. So, like, even if they just did that, like, he's doing this before the game, at practice. Like, there's got to be – it's a quarterback. I'm sure there's tons of more footage on this quarterback than there is of any other position. Christian Watson at North Dakota State. Like, come on, Malik Willis, everyone's probably got footage on him. Just watch the guy.
You can just Google it, and you're going to be able to get full games of Malik Willis. And I saw a ton of – I shouldn't say a ton. He's not Alabama, right? But – I saw Malik
Willis. He went to Auburn.
What?
He went to Auburn.
Yeah, he went to Auburn.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah, how he lost to Bo Nix is a whole story. I don't even understand what, but that's another story. Anyways, I just am shocked at the absolute surprise that Malik Wills has a strong arm. Like, did you not watch? I thought pre-Senior Bowl, the strongest arms were Malik Wills or Carson Strong.
Right.
They're the two strongest throwers, and it's obvious on
TV. And their legs are absolutely opposite.
Oh, yeah, and then people are like, oh, he's so good running the football. He just, like, had 2,000 career – I think it was 800, 1,800 and something.
But this is going to benefit him. This surprise is going to send ripples through, you know, the draft community. And I'm sure, you know, at the NFL level, I'm sure they're smarter than we give them credit for. But I'm shocked that people are shocked, like you're saying. And this could be buzz that propels him into a position that, you know, he probably wouldn't have gone in. You know, he might be the first quarterback taken this year. He might.
Reading the tea leaves, I think he's going to be the first quarterback off the board. He's not my number one.
Right.
He's not my highest.
I want to get to the tea. So I have the tea leaves. I have that.
Surprise running back. And this one really did shock me. Damian Pierce of Florida. He's SEC back. Now he's SEC East, which isn't as tough as the SEC West, but it's still the SEC.
Right.
But the few carries that he got in college is actually outstanding. I mean, like, shocking. Like, they didn't have a running back. They didn't have anyone who you were like, oh, it's not like they had Emmitt Smith back there anymore. And he's 5'9", 220. So you look at 5'9", 220, dude. That is power, and he can get low. And I know you play defensive back. Trying to upend a 5'9 runner, a 220 who can get low, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But you look at the production model, and you're like, what happened? They didn't use him. Like, there's not one metric where he pops off the page. But every report out of Mobile, and I saw him a little bit, and I think it's easier to gauge wide receivers in these one-on-one drills and running backs. That's just my perspective.
Right.
But every report was glowing. He looked like he's an NFL back. I went back. I've watched some game film again. I think he snuck in. I would not be surprised. He's late day two, early day three. I think the NFL likes him a ton, Coach. He's number 13 right now on my board, but I think he earned himself some ducats. And when you look at 5'9", 220, the NFL is going to like that power. Now, I have some questions about the film. And I don't think, he's not a great back, but I think the NFL is going to like him a lot more than any model likes him. And I think he moved up a lot of boards. I mean, he's definitely an NFL back in my book.
And it might be to his benefit that he didn't get that many touches in the SEC. You know, if he's got the talent, you know, for a running back, you almost want to hit on a running back that's peaking right as they get to the NFL. You don't want that guy who peaked, you know, as his sophomore year in college. You know, they have to be special to keep carrying it on. So it might be to his benefit. It kind of reminds me of Josh Jacobs coming out of Alabama. I know there was a lot more prestige with Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
You know, the backs around him were clearly a lot better. But, you know, similar size. And, you know, this guy's a little bit thicker. But just the, you know, he didn't get the massive amount of carries and receptions that you kind of look at the film and like, why isn't he? Because you see him at practice, you see him in the game. Like, you're kind of like, what's the issue here? Like, what's the problem? Is it the coaching? Is it you're not sure?
I don't understand. I had a close friend and I sent him a message. I'm like, what do you know? Because he's from Florida and he's a Gator. He graduated there. So I said, do you know anything behind closed doors? And his only response was, it's Dan Mullen.
Right.
So I don't, you know, and hey, Dan Mullen's gone. So that tells you a little bit, I guess. What I will say, the only number that's interesting, and I just popped in my head because you said it. I look at my model. He has 45 career receptions. and he wasn't on the field very much.
Right.
I bet you if I could total like percentage of receptions to downs or snaps, I bet you that's pretty high now that I think about it. Because 45 is good for a player who is basically a split back and maybe on the field 40% of the time.
Right. Right. I'd be it. So once you do check that out, let me know. I'd love to see the data. You know what I mean? I love that we're figuring things out on the fly. Right. So which player's stock do you think took the biggest hit? I know we said Dobbs already, but tell me about somebody else that you think after this week their stock is down.
This might sound bizarre in a way. I think Kenny Pickett fell. Mm-hmm. He's not number one on my model. And I think there's a nice floor with Kenny Pickett. So I do think he's still an NFL back quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be great. I always question that. I'm not convinced at all. But looking ahead, Kenny Pickett, there's some negative things coming out. And I'm not even talking hand size. I'm talking like arm strength, throws. Like it's not glowing reports. And if you remember Mac Jones last year, the reports were glowing, dude.
Right.
He got the
especially out of the Senior Bowl. Yeah.
The coaching staff loved him. Like he knew.
And then even his wide receivers came to bat for him. They asked, who was it? It was Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith. They're like, who would you rather play with in the NFL?
Tua or Mac Jones.
And they said Mac Jones. So, I mean, the writing was on the wall.
You know, Kenny Pickett went out into Senior Bowl at the top of the quarterback board. I don't think he's the first quarterback off the board now. And I think Carson Strong fell. People were very look, I'm old, my friend. I don't want to hear anyone tell me again that elite arm strength, that's 15% of quarterback.
But so you know how you were surprised about people not knowing that Malik Willis is an elite athlete and has a good arm? Like, I'm surprised that people didn't know that Carson Strong wasn't mobile.
You're right. It's like, did you ever watch a tape?
Right. We knew it. It was as advertised. There was nothing different this week than what he did. You know, it's bizarre.
You know, Coach, I think, and this is just my opinion, I think it just shows who's watching college games and really watching the tape. I'll be honest, Damian Pierce was better than I thought. And when I look on him, right, like I look at Damian Pierce and I don't love the film and the model doesn't like him. But I open my eyes when a young athlete does something like that at the Senior Bowl.
Right.
You know, but like, you see, I'll say this also, Coach. I rarely move quarterbacks anywhere based on the Senior Bowl because I basically done my homework long before the Senior Bowl.
Right.
I mean, just Malik Willis was everything I thought he was. I just think he needs a redshirt season. I really do.
So Davis Mills or Kenny Pickett coming out of college, who would you stand on the table for?
Oh, Kenny Pickett coming out as a prospect.
Right.
Because Davis Mills exceeded anything that I could have ever imagined.
Right, but there was buzz. Like, you know, probably right about now last year, there were some people saying he might slide into the end of the first. You know, there were some people who really liked Davis Mills. So, you know, that for me, hearing that you had Kenny Pickett higher, that's good for me to gauge, you know, where you have him. Because Davis Mills 100% was a surprise, but there was some buzz. But I feel like that's probably where Pickett would go if he was in last year's draft.
Yeah, he'd definitely be after Mac Jones.
You know,
so he's going to go. And I think, and I don't have the chart, I think Mills was my seventh quarterback in last year's draft class. And I have a sleepers column that comes out after I do all the top skill position players. And Davis Mills was in the sleepers column. And there was no question about his physical attributes and his ability to throw the ball.
And his neck, the long neck.
But he didn't play enough at Stanford. I think he only played 15 or 16 games at Stanford. So it was, you know, and my model, games matter. Now, I will say this. He got excellent coaching. He got unbelievable.
And why isn't David Shaw coming to the NFL?
I don't know. That's crazy.
You know, crazy. you know, I don't want to get into this, but, you know, the lack of, you know, coaches of different ethnicities at the NFL. And that, there's one right there who I'd be knocking on his door every coaching cycle.
I would too, because he does run a pro system, and I think he could transition to the NFL rather easily. But you know what, Coach? I'll say this. He might be one of those gentlemen who just love college kids.
What I think. You know, I get that vibe.
It's not a bad life, brother.
You know, but the grass is sometimes, you know, the grass is greener. You know, all right. So we discussed which player's stock took the biggest hit. All right, Kenny Pickett. Which player's stock rose the most?
So, you know, I would have to say Malik Willis, because
Christian Watson.
Yeah, definitely Christian Watson. I guess, you know, tight end people liked, if we want to go there, great reports. A lot of people did not know Greg Dulcich out of UCLA. And a lot of reports, I liked him before. He was number 5 in my model pre-draft. He's still number 5, 6'4", 250. This is an excellent number. 17.6 yards per reception in college.
Dang, for a tight end.
What?
For a tight end, that's impressive.
That's impressive.
But is he worked down the seams or what?
Yeah. So he was a wide receiver.
Okay.
Who was a walk-on at UCLA and earned a scholarship. So this young man has worked really hard to get where he is. Now, if you're going to – he's not an inline blocker. Like, however, in a two tight end set, he can be your pass catcher.
What was his name again? Name in school?
Oh, Greg Dulcich out of UCLA.
That's a dull situation.
Look at you.
When you're the safety trying to cover this guy, converted wide receiver to tight end, that's a dull situation you don't want to be in, pal.
And you could play him on the inside in 4 receiver sets. I don't think he's ready from day one to be NFL. But his athletic ability, if we see what he does at the combine, because we don't know his 40. But if he goes out there and has one of those combines where you're like, whoa, he ran a 4.65. He got a 4.34 20-yard shuttle, a 6.98 3-cone drill. You know, he might be a better athlete than we give him credit for.
Awesome. All right, so now let's get a little weird. Let's spread these tea leaves out on the table. And it's time for you now. Are there any teams? Is there any buzz? Are you starting to see any connections, player to team, player to coach? I want to hear about these connections.
First one, I don't believe Pittsburgh and Kenny Pickett at all. That's too easy. Why would Pittsburgh tell anyone that they actually like Kenny Pickett? Makes no sense. I don't believe it. I am starting to believe Malik Willis goes to the Carolina Panthers.
Really?
I think he's the first one off the board. I think he's going to go to Carolina. There's no way they believe that Sam Darnold is their long-term solution.
And they passed on Justin Fields, man.
Could the Panthers risk this 2 years in a row?
How would you feel as a Panthers fan, though? You know, Justin Fields was sitting in your lap. And now think about it. You take Justin Fields last year and you're in this position. Who's that cat from Cincinnati, that corner? He'd probably be right there. You could pick him over J.C. Horn, you know, Ahmad Gardner, Sauce, right?
Unless I'm getting Deion Sanders, Champ Bailey, or Jalen Ramsey, which come around once every decade, I'm not taking a quarterback in the top 10. I can't do it.
Corner.
I can't take a corner there.
Right. I can't believe they passed on Fields last year. But so you're seeing Panthers, Malik Willis.
Yeah, I guarantee. So I was going to answer your tea leaves question. I guarantee Malik Willis goes off in the
Dang, team. Justin, put that down there. Put that in as a little blurb right there. We just got a guarantee.
Ah!
I love it.
He's Man. Top 10. Top He's going 10. Off in the top 10. But I don't Panthers. Have him ranked at the top of my board. Right. He's not my number one, but he's going to go off top 10.
No, not just top 10, to the Panthers.
I think guaranteed. He will go to the Panthers, yes.
So Malik Willis to the Panthers, you heard it here. Yeah. We have any others? Any wide receivers that were flirting with any teams? Any running backs?
Well, Khalil Shakir of Boise State, some people were really impressed with him. I think Shakir goes off late second, early third. He can play special teams. He's 6 foot, 193. His production is very nice. When you look at the model, he's going to go off quicker than people think. He's not getting as much buzz, but from what I've seen and what I watched, he was impressive at the Senior Bowl. He didn't blow people away like Christian Watson. And I think Watson's off on day two now. I think he earned himself a day two draft pick. But the other one is, I think Khalil Shakir, people are going to be surprised that if he goes off late second round, early third round. But he's going to go higher than people think.
Very interesting. So the Cowboys, they might be looking for a wide receiver with, you know, who knows what's going on with Gallup, who knows what's going on with Cooper, and they like their guys out of Boise State, man. For every year they draft somebody out of Boise State, so I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe that's the landing. So you're
calling. You want to know who I like? Cedric Wilson. That's a different story. Here is my new little kitty.
Yes, this kitty content. What's the kitty's name?
Waffles loves Waffles. To come around me when I'm doing my research.
We're gonna get a puppy and a cat, a kitten. And,
nice.
I've been standing on the table. I want another baby. I want another baby. My wife's like, no way. She's like, we'll get cats and dogs. So
wait, do you have two children or three?
Two kids. I want a third. Okay. But that ain't happening.
It's okay. So, not so bad having a third one.
We want to name the cat and the dog Wesley and Inigo from Princess Bride. So yeah, cat talk. We're here for cat talk. Waffles.
Hey,
Waffles
my daughter named her Waffles, so that's where the name came
from.
Well,
I got a chicken named Fluffy Cheeks.
Oh,
we got four chickens who roam around in the front yard. Fluffy Cheeks, dude. Mordecai Rigby, and I can't even think of the other one's names because they're ridiculous.
That's
Bear.
Awesome,
Bear is, we have a chicken named Bear. Just so 32 minutes into this episode, yes, this is where we are right now. We're talking about animal names. All right, let's move on to the NFL Combine because there's definitely some juicy stuff to talk about here. March 1st through March 7th. This is the first time we're going to be talking about the Combine on the show this year, so I'm very excited. And John, I'm glad I get to do that with you. Which players have the most to gain from the Combine? I have two names that I think, and then I'm going to let you go. And George Pickens and Jameson Williams, to me, have the most to gain, and that's strictly due to medical. If George Pickens gets cleared, everything looks good in that knee. His stock, I think he's going in the second round. I think George Pickens, if his knee is no good, fifth round, you know, so I think there's a huge window there. And then Jameson Williams, he could possibly be the wide. I know you like Treylon Burks, some people like Garrett Wilson, but it depends really on the flavor. If Jameson Williams, you know, gets a clear medical clear that everything's looking good from him, if he had the procedure yet, I don't even know. But if everything looks clear, you know, his stock could go up. And if it doesn't, he could possibly be the fifth or sixth wide receiver off the board. So you want to touch on those two and then let me know who you think have the most to gain.
I have Jameson Williams at number three. That's how much I like him. Yes, the ACL, it was tore. Let's see what the reports, the medicals come out. But modern science has gotten really good at fixing these ACL injuries in the last decade. So if it was 1998, this might be a devastating injury for the young man. But now I'm not as concerned, especially if we get positive medical reports.
Right, right.
So I feel really good, and I'm not really worried about the 40 time because I've seen the game tape, and I don't care what it says. He's fast. Like
it's strictly medical. Like I think with Williams and with Pickens, it's you know, it's strict. There's enough film with both of those guys. It's just strictly doctors checking them out.
Yes.
Giving the team the okay, because you don't want to hear, you know, he had a degenerative knee thing that was never found out. And now that they have the surgery, they're in there, they find it. So you want to hear everything's good to go. What are your thoughts on Pickens?
I have him at number 10.
Okay.
I hope the medicals come out good. I believe, you know, looking at what the injury, he came back last year. So we saw him back on the field. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. I am interested in his combine results.
Yeah.
I want to see how healthy athletically he is. So Williams, I'm not worried about. Pickens, I hope we at least get a 40. And what I mean, I don't really care too much what it is. I want to see him run and then everything looks healthy. Like he's 100% healthy, ready to go. You know, I know the eyeball test can be messy, but at times the eyeball test can tell you certain things. So if I see him athletically competing and playing well, I feel good about that. So yeah. I have Pickens at number 10.
I have him at six. I have Pickens at six. I really like
him. Wow. So, hey, if you told me right now he was 100% healthy, my friend, I could move him up to eight.
I'm a little jaded. I see the number one. I see the length. I see the physical way he attacks the football. He reminds me a bit of a guy who played at Oklahoma State who went on to be a Cowboy great. Yes, in the way he carries the ball after he catches it in that one hand and he's aggressive getting upfield. So I have shades of that.
There's something wrong with my camera. Justin, could you just put me in the backstage and bring me back in? Maybe my camera will come back.
All right, so now in a second we're going to have John hop back on and he's going to let us know which players have the most to gain in his opinion. So, John, which players are the most to gain in your opinion for the combine?
David Bell, number one, Purdue, 6'2", 205. Everything in my model loves him. Early breakout age, was a star, 18 years of age at Purdue. 232 career receptions, 69% catch rate this year. 31% team aerial dominator rating. I absolutely love his film. He's a bully. He's physical. He wins with his body. He has incredible hands. He's a contortionist out there.
He makes some like incredible Dude. Catches. Yeah.
He makes catches. You're like, how did he even see that?
Right.
Let alone catch that, right?
Very impressive. Very impressive.
The film is outstanding.
Who do you have higher, him or Olave?
I have them back to back, 6'7". I would take Bell.
Yeah, me too.
I like Bell a ton, dude. But I really need to see his 20-yard shuttle. I'm not too worried about the long speed. Like, it's going to be what it is. But how quick can he get off the line?
Right.
Can he do it? Now, I think he can play slot receiver from day one in the NFL. I don't know if he's a classic X. 6'2", he has the body to be the X. If he actually comes out at 6'2", 205, hopefully he's not a Rashad Bateman, right? We're like, he's 5'11", 193.
Yeah, completely shocked. Like, yeah.
Yes. So if he comes out at that height and weight, he has the body for the X. Then it will depend on his athletic ability. But I believe he can be a Z or a big slot receiver from day one, depending on that athletic ability. So that's huge to me.
I think he'd be great with, like, Aaron Rodgers. He just seems like the prototypical. Anybody would be good with Aaron Rodgers. So maybe it's cheating saying that. But just his body control and the way that Aaron Rodgers just his accuracy, he puts the ball exactly where he wants it to be. And this guy will get it anywhere Aaron Rodgers puts it. It's like a match made in heaven.
Well, Coach, I'll say this, and I thought a lot about David Bell, his ultimate value. There's two types of quarterbacks in the NFL. Some quarterbacks have to see you open to pull the trigger. And what I mean that is like Derek
Garoppolo.
If you're not open, they're not pulling the trigger. But then you have the quarterbacks, the great ones. This is what makes the great quarterback. They're anticipatory throwers, and they throw it when you have no separation. They allow their receiver to make a play. David Bell, if he goes to like a Derek Carr, he won't let it rip.
Or Jalen Hurts, you don't want him to go Philly.
To him. You need him to be on a quarterback who just says, you know what? I know my man Bell is going to get a quarter yard separation. And if he gets that quarter of a yard, he's going to catch the ball, right? And that's what David Bell is. Like, you just got to let it rip. You have to feel confident enough in him that he's going to make the play. So I'm very interested on who does he land with. There's some, like Teddy Bridgewater, I don't think he'd use him right. You know, there's – so I need to see where he's going to land, but I think he can rise a ton. One player on the running back, very fascinated in by his combine numbers, Tyler Algier, BYU.
Mm.
How athletic is he at 5'11", 220? Playing at BYU, the schedule is not as challenging. You know, they had some big opponents, but you look overall in the last 2 years, it's not like BYU is playing murderer's row of defensive units.
Right, and he was a walk-on there.
Yes, but he's a former linebacker, big, physical, hurts people. But how athletic is he actually? If right. he goes out and hits a nice 40, so we get that, you know, speed adjusted size ratio at 220. And then if he can knock out one of these numbers, coach, the 20 yard shuttle or the three cone drill, just one of them, like he's like, you're like, whoa, I did not know he had feet that quick. He could go up a lot. I have him at number 7 pre combine. I love the tape. I love the physicality. He can run between the tackles. But let's see how athletic he actually is.
What do you think about Jareth Stearns? I was actually disappointed. I didn't get to see him. We saw him at the Shrine game, but you think, what do you think about him?
I think he's undrafted free agent now.
Yeah.
I was high on him. I mean, I was interested in him, but I saw his size. What did he have?
Let me get
much smaller, 5'7", 183. He was listed at like 5'10", 195. There's a big difference in 5'10", 195 and 5'7", 183. And I like the film, but I just don't see it. I think he's an undrafted free agent.
All right, so now I want to talk about which players you're most looking forward to at watching at the combine. And I'm going to say first, Isaiah Likely. Isaiah Likely is my favorite tight end in this class. And, man, I just think he's going to crush it. I think he is built for the combine. You know, people are already starting to be impressed with him after the Senior Bowl, but I think he's built for the combine. He's going to absolutely crush it, and he's going to become, especially in dynasty and fantasy football communities, people are going to be talking about this guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing him light it up. What players are you looking forward to seeing?
I like, excuse me, everyone. I'm sorry.
That was waffles.
You know what? I had some waffles for dinner. Sorry. So, yes, I like Isaiah. I have Isaiah Likely right now, my friend, at number 3 on my board. But the athletic ability is going to matter with him. I'll say this. I think he has a little Evan Engram, the Giants' first-round pick. And forget about what Engram has done in the NFL. Look at the prospect. Look at his rookie year when he was healthy and he had his best season.
Well, like 800 yards.
Isaiah Likely, if he comes in as athletic as I hope, he could be that type of linebacker. So I like him a lot also.
He reminds me of Delanie Walker. A
player who's jumping on my radar. I really want to see some athletic ability. Sky Moore.
Okay.
Out of Western Michigan.
Yeah.
The film's impressive.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
5'10", 195. The production is off the charts. Catch rate. Team aerial dominator. However, my film is against MAC conference defensive backs. Sky Moore may not have ever played an NFL cornerback. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean,
it didn't stop Dwayne Eskridge from being picked.
No, second rounder.
Yeah.
So I like, and I actually think Sky Moore is better than Dwayne Eskridge.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
On my film assessment.
I think Eskridge is more of like a 2 or 3 trick pony, you know, and I think Sky Moore can do a lot more for your offense. Now, I tweeted out the other day, I want to love Sky Moore, but my love for Rondale Moore and Jalen Reagor are holding me back because I see a lot of similarities between those guys and him, you know. So,
well, we'll go back to he's 5'10", 195. We don't have an official measurement. What does he come in at? I need him to be at least 5'9", 190.
I think he's. I think if that's he gets to that
5'8", 180, oh, that's yeah. So I want to see, and I want to see his athleticism. I want to see, especially the 20-yard shuttle.
All right. So, any other players you're looking forward to seeing at the combine? Any quarterbacks you want to see throw? Any other running backs?
So I'll be honest. I never care about the quarterbacks at the combine. I'm done with quarterbacks. My assessment's done. The model's done. No, it just doesn't matter to me. I'm
just impressed. As a fan too. Like, is there anybody, you know?
No. I mean, I honestly, coach, I don't watch the Senior Bowl quarterbacks. I've seen too much game tape. I've now seen the Senior Bowl. I feel confident. No one's, unless something crazy happens, but that's not likely. I do want to see Kenneth Walker.
Okay. Yeah.
How athletic is Kenneth Walker coming out of Michigan State? Is he going to be that premier athlete? Not sure. Like, is he going to be closer to Spiller? Is he going to be closer to Brian Robinson in athletic ability?
I think Spiller, you know, not so much in the 40, but I think in his 20, in his three cone, I think he's going to light the three cone up. He's very twitchy. He's very quick. Those numbers are going to be very, very good.
Yes. So, but I want to see where Kenneth Walker falls on that spectrum of athletic ability. Now, I don't think I would drop him. I have him at number 3 right now. I can't imagine him falling below number 4 or 5, right, unless
teams
there's
love him. Total I think teams outline. Love him.
What?
I think teams love him.
You know, I do too. I mean, the film is really good.
He's the type of guy who I think NFL GMs and scouting departments are probably going to like him a little more so than people in the fantasy football community. You know, I think he kind of fits a model that they're looking to fill in.
I would say this, coach, I would not be shocked if Kenneth Walker was the first one off the board.
I wouldn't be either.
I don't think it'll happen, but all you need is one team, top of the second round, to love him, and they might take him there.
Right.
So I would.
We've seen crazier. We've seen crazier.
Oh, you know? Oh, absolutely. Another running back, Jerome Ford, Cincinnati. Oh, the former Alabama product transferred to Cincinnati, finally broke out this year. Watched a lot of Desmond Ridder the last 3 years. Watched a lot of Jerome Ford this year. 5'10", 209. He's fast in the open field, coach. When he's one-on-one in the second level, he's nasty good. You don't see him get caught from behind much down the field. But I really would like to see, what is he in the 40? Is he as actually fast as he looks on film? Because he looks like he could be a 4.45. What if he goes out there at 209, hits a 4.44, 4.45?
That's fast. That would be for a running back, that's like elite speed.
Yes. I mean, he's not Chris Johnson, but he would be fast. Well, he looks
Chris
fast.
Johnson was above elite speed. He was freak speed.
Freak speed. That's a good one to say. Yes, total freak speed. And then
you can use that.
I'll tell you wide receiver I really am interested in. How big is Jahan Dotson? Coach, I gotta know.
Right.
They list him at 5'11", 184. I gotta know.
Penn State, man, I love, give me more Penn State players. Give me Brisker. You know, after how Parsons did, you know, and then you watch. Dotson plays tough, man. And I think if he had a quarterback.
His film is unbelievable, dude.
He plays the way you want your players to play. Like, he's a coach's dream.
He is, but he's 5'11", 184. Is he actually that big? We didn't get a measurement at the Senior Bowl, and I've heard rumors that they say he's smaller. That's why he didn't measure. What if he's 5'9", 172? Wow. Because, Coach, I agree with you. I love the tape. He is a baller. Like, they're just – and he looks second-level fast. Forget about it.
You know what? Like, if he comes in at 5'9 or smaller, then I think he's just going to be a gift. Yeah, if he drops, he's going to be a gift to somebody.
In the draft.
Yeah, somebody gets him in the third is going to be blessed because he's going to be an excellent wide receiver two or three, depending on the offense.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Coach, I have a first-round grade on him. I think if he comes in at 5'10", 182, I think he's a first-rounder. So, but if you got him in the third, oh my God, dude, it is a total steal.
Right. Well, that's just strictly on size, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's better than KJ Hamler. And KJ Hamler is a second round pick by the Broncos. And I actually don't even think it's close. Right. I think Dotson's a much better player.
I think it's similar to Eskridge and Moore. You know, like Hamler he went vertical. He did the post, he did the comeback. Like, you know, Brisker does it all, you know?
Yeah, I like that. The banner.
Brisker, Dotson.
I think Dotson would be a very interesting Colt. He would fit well with Michael Pittman.
Justin's a Colt fan, so maybe he's in the background. He's very happy. He likes that.
That's the type of player they need. I mean, they need a replacement for T.Y. Hilton. And Dotson could be that type of player.
Yeah, Penn State, I don't know. They're a strength program, or maybe their coach who's coached. They're doing something good with the players right now. Look at the defensive side of the ball too. They're
oh my God,
guys.
Mika, all right, come on, Mika. The whatever they're doing two things. They're identifying elite athletes. They're coaching them extraordinarily well on the football field, and however they're prepping them for the combine and all that stuff is off the charts, because their elite athletes are unbelievable.
All right. So the last thing we'll discuss. We kind of talked on this, but is there a player you think is, like, of all the position groups, that's just going to absolutely crush the combine and the whole world? Like, who's just going to, because of his athletic ability, his size, his strength, whatever, he's going to move up, like, into the first round. So there's a guy who shouldn't go above the third, but he's just going to crush the combine and someone's going to fall in love with him. It's funny because Rich is in the chat and he's our resident Raiders fan. And this is right up the Raiders' alley. Somebody who just crushes the combine, doesn't belong in the first, and makes it there. So it's Wandale Robinson out of Kansas. I'm sorry, out of Kentucky. I like Wandale, though. I think he can play. I got him and Dotson back-to-back.
So I have Wandale at 8, Dotson at 5.
Okay.
Now, I also – he's 5'11", 185, Wandale. And I went back and studied some Nebraska film, my friend. It's criminal what they did with Wandale Robinson in Nebraska. Like, this, it was crazy how do I want to put it nicely? How how poorly he was employed by the Cornhuskers. Because basically Kentucky, and I thought it was shocking that he chose Kentucky. I give the young man credit. To go from the Big Ten to upgrade to Kentucky, who didn't really have a great quarterback. It's not like you looked at the Kentucky offense and said, oh my God, I want to play with him, right? And he went there and he was unbelievable this year, dude. And they used him properly. And Coach, he's better than Rondell Moore.
No.
He's better than Rondell Moore. Oh, yeah.
Man, I love Rondell
Too
Moore.
Small.
His film was good.
I don't have Rondell in any dynasty. I got off of him. He was too small, dude. Did you see his A dot this year? See, so there was one statistic that really took me off Rondell Moore. At Purdue, his A dot was like 1.8 yards or something. It was ridiculous, dude. And in the NFL, it was like 1.5 yards.
Right.
You can't run routes within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage and be a fantasy stud in the NFL. Like, you have to run routes down the field.
Rich wants to hear about Drake London.
Oh, I have Drake London number 4. I think so. He's a conundrum, but I do like him. Don't get me wrong. And I would not be surprised if he's the first, second, or third one off. I think it's kind of how a scouting department and coaching staff grades him. 6'5", 210, there's no question. He wins with physicality, hands, and body control. He's not, if you're looking for an elite separator, he's not your guy. But what I like about him a ton, he's versatile. He played 2 years in the slot, USC. Then they moved him out to the X. He blossomed as an X receiver. We saw Amon-Ra St. Brown leave. Michael Pittman starred in that position. So you're talking about Pittman, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and now Drake London all in that X receiver spot.
I like London's film better than I liked Pittman's film.
Yes, that I agree with. He's definitely better at USC than Pittman was. And Pittman's a fine. I mean, he had over 1,100 yards NFL, right? So I like the versatility. But again, Drake London with a Derek Carr, I'm going to cry. Drake London ends up with Minnesota, who has the alpha male in Justin Jefferson. And Drake can be the slot like Adam Thielen, or we'll go to the Z. Oh, now I'm interested.
Yes.
I mean, you put Drake London in Minnesota, and one thing about Kirk, he supports wide receivers, and he lets it rip. Like, that's what – he will throw the ball to Drake London even when – and defenses won't be able to deal with him.
Right.
Because you got to worry about freaking – Justin Jefferson going over the top all day.
I like him if the Chargers move on from Mike Williams.
Another good one. Because you know what? Herbert lets it rip, dude. Right. He'll just go, Drake, you got a half a yard? Here you go, buddy.
Yeah, and London wouldn't have to go too far.
No.
You know, to end up down there in L.A. with the Chargers.
Yes. I mean, I you know, it's funny. I shouldn't be picking on Derek Carr. He's not the only guy who doesn't let it rip. But even like Daniel Jones, look at man, he just doesn't let the – you can't be that indecisive. Sometimes you just got to let your receiver make a play, man. Like all the great
would
ones
do. Would you be shocked if the Giants pick a quarterback?
I would, only because you might as well see what you got on the last year of the contract. You're not ready to be good. Just go with it. Maybe draft the guy in the third round.
Yeah, just because it's a new coach, new GM, you know, I get what you're saying. There's nobody who kind of screams, pick me. You know, they would have to, it'd be a gamble regardless.
Exactly. So why not just go on the last year of the contract and see if you got anything with Daniel Jones? And if he fails one more year, it's just gone. Like, you know, that's it.
I see them trading for Russ. For Russell Wilson.
Well, that'd be a dream. I mean, that turns your whole franchise around.
Yeah. I mean, they're bringing in coaches with pedigree, you know, Wink Martindale. You know, I think that would be the next move for them. They haven't had like a winning season and or winning record in like 5 years. I think they're desperate. I really see them going after a veteran quarterback, and I think it'll be Russell Wilson. But this topic is for a completely other episode. I am very happy that we got to discuss. We got to kind of tie bow. Wrap up the Senior Bowl. We got to start some combine discussion. I'm sure we'll get you back on either closer to the combine or after the combine, before the NFL draft. I'm sure we'll probably have you on two or three more times before the NFL draft. But John, check him out at Gridiron Skull 91 on the Twitter. Justin's going to throw this down if you're watching live on the YouTube. John, thank you so much for coming on again. Why don't you go ahead and plug all your content for everybody listening at home?
Thank you, my friends. And I'm sorry, there's something with my camera. I apologize for that. But
you're too fast, man. You're too fast.
Hopefully you were able to hear me.
Yes,
so thanks for watching. All my written content is up on footballdiehards.com. My entire study sheet series comes out over a series of about 8 weeks. So right now you can check out all my quarterback profiles. Those are up there with my model. And then, as I said, every week, Matt Hicks and I at NFL Draft Bible on the Rookie Big Board channel, we do 4 rookies. We preview them. We break down the numbers, give you some film assessment, and those come out every week for, we got about 9 more weeks of profiles. Eight are up there now. We have eight, or we have about nine more weeks coming up.
Excellent. All right. So everybody make sure you check John out, check out his content, check us out at Toilets and Titles. We got six more Super Bowl boxes now at $25 a box. One of them sold during the show. Saturday night, we'll be doing our second annual Super Bowl banger, 8:30 p.m. We'll probably go for an hour or two. We have a big announcement. Well, two big announcements Saturday night regarding the Toilets and Titles team. So you're definitely going to want to check that out. Check out the website, toiletsandtitles.com. If you're watching at home on the YouTube, it'd be greatly appreciated if you hit the like button, throw us some comments, share us with your friends, and make sure you stay tuned because we have tons of content. Joe's going to come at you live with On the Clock Sunday mornings. John, you actually watched the episode we did on wide receivers, so we were talking a lot about you when me and Joe did that. So we got draft content, then Joe's going to be doing some live mock drafts on Wednesdays where anybody can join in. If you want to represent the Packers, hop on. Joe will send a link out on the Toilets and Titles Twitter, and you could hop on. You want to represent the Vikings, whatever. And he's going to do the mock draft with everybody live on the show. So that stuff's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to have a lot of fun with you this offseason. Stay tuned. Stay with us. And we'll catch you all later on. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and hopefully we will see you Saturday night. Take care.